Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2014. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from the middle of the month to the start of August. Noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining. They are quite rare and can put on quite a spectacular display. These clouds are very high up in the atmosphere, in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. Now, this is a lot higher than where the more normal clouds form in the troposphere, and that's in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. And they are caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these heights. During the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look out for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud between 10 p.m. and midnight clock time, low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. Full moon is on the 14th of the month, and the new moon following 2 weeks later on the 28th. And so that's the end of the month is the best for observing. And now for the planets. Venus is really too low down to see this month. However, Mercury will be on show at the end of the month just after sunset, and that's around 10 p.m, when it will be quite high above the horizon in the northwest, in the constellation of Taurus. Mars is a marvellous object at the moment, shining high and red, and will be best seen at the start of the month in the south, in the constellation of Virgo, and you really can't miss the pinky red colour. Jupiter continues to shine brightly, pretty much overhead at the start of the month, but as the month proceeds, it will continue to get lower and lower, until the Earth's thick atmosphere will start to ruin any image in a telescope. The highlight of the month will be Saturn, making its long-awaited return. Currently in the constellation Libra in the south, it will be best seen just after midnight. Look out for detail on the rings and some of the brighter moons. There is one decent meteor shower to look out for this month, and that's the Eta Aquarids. And these peak in the early hours of the 6th of May, with the radiant, or the apparent position where the meteors stream from, low in the east at about 3 a.m. The zenithal hourly rate, or ZHR, which is the maximum number of meteors you would expect to see under ideal conditions if you were standing directly underneath the radiant, and the number is 55, but don't expect to see anywhere near this amount from the UK. Comet C2012K1, Pan-STARRS, will be visible somewhat south of the plough around midnight. So if you know where to look, it's worth trying to view with binoculars or a medium telescope. You won't see it with the naked eye. On now to constellation watching. We're now well into the summer sky. And I mentioned the Cygnus family last month, and this month I want to talk about a couple of lesser-known constellations, the Cup and the Crow, or Raven, otherwise known as Crater, and Corvus. These might pose you a little challenge to find them. They are both quite low down in the southwest in the middle of the month, around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo, and the bright star Spica, and of course Mars currently. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is harder to see, and there is only one star of a similar brightness to those of Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you might see a semicircle of stars, and this is Crater the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, a planisphere is an invaluable tool for finding out what is visible where and when for any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshops. Listen out next month for June's highlights. Bye for now.